Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
McMonagle here with you. 1 hour down, four more to go on our 5 hour midnight ride. As we take it to the warm up show at 5 a.m. Oh, hey, Fleas, just real quick before we get to the calls, we are just out of curiosity because I said the warm up show reminded me again. You were with Al yesterday. Any word, just if they heard me talk about Paul Simon, you can call me Al.
So there was a chunk of the warm up show I was not there for when I was with Boomer doing the minutes in the spots.
Okay.
If it wasn't discussed then, it wasn't discussed at all.
Okay. Then,
you know who you should make your pitch to? CeeLo, because he's hosting the warm-up show today with Al.
Oh, okay.
And then Jerry's hosting with Danny Wexelman from SNY.
Okay. Yes, yeah. I saw that, yeah.
So maybe CeeLo can be your in.
Just want to know if he's thought about it, because I couldn't get it out of my head listening to it in the car the other day. I can call you Jerry. Jerry, when you call me, you can call.
I'm sure Zach would sing a version of that. He'd be happy to.
Right? Someone's got to do it. I'm just saying, every once in a while, it just popped into my head, and I'm like, I wonder if they've ever even considered this. It's so obvious that you can call me Al thing, but I've never thought of it. I've listened to the song a million times. I've known, you know, Jerry and Al for 15 years, and I must have listened to the song 100 times, more than that, and it never popped into my head. And then the other day, I was in the car, and for whatever reason, I was like, they should do this. 888.
They've been doing that show for a long time.
Yeah, it has to have come up. It has to have.
Although the only way it wouldn't is because the one thing they don't do on that show is take calls.
Yeah.
So there's no way even an audience member could have suggested it.
And it's not even like I'm saying, use it, please. It'll be hilarious. I'm more just curious if it's ever dawned on them. That's what I just want to know if it's dawned on them. And I'm sure it has. You can call me Al. It's so obvious. I mean, there's not a lot of Al things, you know. I want maybe Al in one of my favorite shows growing up, Quantum Leap.
Al Albuquerque.
You get it? Al Albuquerque. Yeah, okay. Now pull one over on me today. Not today. All right, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Tony in Montreal. Oh, what's up, Tony? Tony in Montreal. Tony, what's going on? I got to let you go. I don't know what the heck that was. Was he sleeping? Was that snoring? Or was that just like some sort of...
No, I think that was snoring.
Yeah, it sounded a little bit like some snore.
An uncomfortable one. Tony, go to like a sleep
clinic. Go to a sleep doctor.
I'm
worried about Tony. If he calls back when he wakes up, let me know. Pat in Long Island, what's up, Pat?
How's it going? Sorry, I need to clean out my ear after that.
Yeah, I know. But you know what it is? Like, some people would be offended. I'm not. Because I know Tony's not doing it to like get to me. I honestly think he's so dedicated to calling in and being part of the show that he's doing it at 1 o'clock in the morning and he dozed off because I made him wait for 20 minutes.
I get it.
So I respect him. I respect him.
I am guilty of it, so I cannot complain
either.
There
you go. Listen, right now, with my current living situation, I could fall asleep on a moment's notice. I could be doing anything. I was sitting there watching. I had to stand up and go for a little bit of a walk watching my son's flag football game today because I got too comfortable in the chair I brought. I was like, nope, I'm not going to fall asleep here. It'd be embarrassing. So I had to get up and walk around a little bit.
How it is with the nightlife.
Yep. Such is the nightlife. Good. So what do you got, Pat? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I am calling because I'm pro Thibodeau. It's not going to happen. So but I say the only way I'll be happy is if we get Eric Spoelstra somehow.
I mean, listen, that would be a home run hire. I think he's talked about as being the best head coach in the league. I don't know if I would put him there. He's one of, and I understand he's had a lot of success. He also had an incredibly talented team, and he has taken a couple of other teams to the finals. It's kind of, you know, they lost by 50 points at home. It would be a home run hire. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if he's like the greatest thing since sliced bread, but there's no doubt that would be, I don't know how you could be a Knick fan and wouldn't be incredibly excited at the idea of Eric Spoelstra being the next head coach of the Knicks. It would be an absolute, bigger than Jason Kidd, it would be a slam dunk hiring.
Yeah, but so I'm pro Thibodeau. He didn't sign Mikal Bridges for 6 picks and ruin our future. You got, for a guy who's always been tight, you got rid of 2 players, Fran and Obi, who... He was great, but you got rid of 2 players you trusted for 1 twice with Ananobi and Kat. So you injured your own team, the upper management, that is. And now you're blaming Thibodeau. My thing is, everybody's saying they're overworked, but I disagree. I always quote from that movie Miracle, we're not going to be the best team, but we will be the most conditioned team.
Yes.
Ananobi had one of his most healthy years this year. When he was always known to be injury prone.
True.
When we had only a 6 or 7 man lineup with Mitchell Robinson out most of the time, and he was averaging 38 minutes. Mikal Bridges was benched during the regular season because of how bad he was. The picks don't matter. It's how you play now. If he was playing well, he would have been getting the minutes.
Well, I mean, he got a lot of minutes. He led the NBA in minutes. He played more minutes than anybody in the NBA, so he got plenty of minutes.
Well, I'm talking about for the postseason.
Yeah, but I mean, Mikal Bridges playing wasn't an issue. Mikal Bridges was complaining about too many minutes. The amount of minutes he played in the postseason wasn't an issue. That's not what he's complaining about. It's not an issue. He played plenty of minutes. The issue he had during the regular season that the bench wasn't getting enough, he was getting too much. And the team would have been better served playing the bench a little bit more. And maybe that was part of the info. Maybe he recognized, you know, that not only would it help the team on the court, but the guys on the bench are really complaining about not getting playing time or not knowing their roles. And, yeah, it is a little bit different to be, you know, when you talk about Brooks and you talk about that they're not playing an 82-game season. That's not a hockey season. They were getting ready for a short tournament. In the Olympics, I don't know if you can work a team that hard and, you know, be the best conditioned team and then play the amount of games that the Knicks played. I do think, listen, I was part of the minutes police. I was. I have been. I've been critical of Tibbs and how many minutes he's played the starters. Less because I love the bench. I mean, you know, they had some really talented guys on the bench. Come on. Stop it now. Wright was traded away by the Milwaukee Bucks, who are perennially chasing a championship with Giannis. They traded him away for Jericho Sims. But that's a guy they have to play? There's a lot of talent on the bench? There's not. The bench sucks. Plain and simple. The bench wasn't very good. Doesn't mean you shouldn't play him more. He should have. I do agree with that. He should have played the bench more. So you had somewhere to go into the postseason, feel a little bit more comfortable. They've played together more. Absolutely. I don't think... Oh, they clearly beat the Pacers if he plays the bench more. I don't agree with that assessment. I don't. I don't think that's the difference. Doesn't mean he wasn't wrong. He should have played the bench more. I have a hard time saying that's the amount of time Landry Shamet's on the floor is whether it depends on whether they beat the Pacers or not. I have a real tough time like saying clearly this, therefore that. I have a tough time with that one. I just do. Doesn't mean he was not wrong. I think he was. He should have played the bench more. I was concerned about the amount of minutes. But having said that, I remember throughout the Boston series saying all of us minute police people have to shut the hell up because they've been the better team to the point of the well-conditioned thing and the Miracle movie and the 80s Olympic team. They were the best team in the fourth quarter for the first two rounds, bar none. Almost exclusively in every game, they were the better team in the fourth quarter. Making better decisions, making better, making their shots, playing better. Then it eluded them in the series against the Pacers. But to be fair, I know they were just blown out in game two, but they were the better team against Oklahoma City in the fourth quarter. It's kind of who they are. And they were better at that game in that series, better at being the team in the fourth quarter, and specifically in game one, which won them the series in my mind. So, I don't know. I just have a hard time being hung up on the reasons that Tibbs was fired. I really do. The idea Mikal Bridges says I'm not playing for him. Well, he's got to go. We traded five picks for him. I'd be like, you were terrible this year. Instead of making complaints about the coach, maybe focus on your game. That's what I would have told him. But, I guess it's okay. As long as you're not the Yankees manager, you can cater to the players. Everyone else is allowed to.
When in New York did we stop crushing players
who would, if a
Met or Yankee said anything like that?
Yep.
I feel like 99% of fans would destroy that.
I mean, yeah, can you imagine? Can you imagine with the Yankee, tradition?
A Jet or Giant says, I'm not playing for the coach.
Yeah. And we'd be like, hey, what are you going to do? Gotta get rid of the coach. Player said so. Like, we'd be nuts. Unless we hated the coach, but not the coach that had bring this much winning to a friend. Like, if they said they weren't going to play for Robert Saleh, half the team would be like, yeah, no doubt. Saleh's an idiot. But still, we'd be like, who the hell is that? Who the hell is he?
Even then, I think it's a little different. Like, we called out people where it seemed, all right, they're not playing for the coach.
Yeah.
And we kind of would blame that on the coach. When a player, if it's true that he says it,
yeah,
like that's different, no?
Yeah, I agree with you. No, I'm. If any other player said that, we'd be like, who the hell is he? Like, honestly, who the hell is he? If the Mets lose in the NLCS, right, and then, try and think of a somewhat real, I don't want to go too big of a superstar, but like, I don't know. Clay Holmes says, listen, I can't play for Mendoza. Be like, okay, I don't care. Mendoza just led us to back-to-back NLCSs. Or, we feel like we got a great young manager. I'm sorry, you're going to have to learn how to play for him. That's it.
Not that they gave up a lot to get him because they gave nothing to get him.
Right,
but
I know.
Like a Bellinger maybe seems right on the same level as right a Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good one.
He's a free agent at the end of the year. I can't play for Boone.
I want to opt in, but I'm not going to because I can't play for Boone. Screw you. At least that's how I would say. I know half the Yankee fan base would be like, oh, I hope this does it. Hope this is finally the trick. You bunch of weirdos.
Right. Judge loves him. Judge wants the best player, best hitter in baseball wants to play for him every day.
Yeah.
But this guy doesn't want to play for him.
Yeah, so we got to fire him. Yeah, it's. I agree. I hate the idea that that's the reason he was fired. I hate it. John in Brooklyn. What's up, John? I got two John in Brooklyn's on the line, so I hope you know which one you are.
Yeah. The last time I called you was the time that they fired, they didn't fire Tom Thibodeau. We spoke about how they should run it back with Tim Thibodeau, how, Jason Tatum was going to be hurt. So, they will have a good chance in the Eastern Conference. But now that they fired him, I just felt like they did him dirty the same way they did Don Mattingly dirty, the New York Yankees. Remember when they did Don Mattingly dirty like that and they just let him go? And they didn't bring him back for 1 year. That's how I felt about Tim Thibodeau. That's how they did him, New York, man. They did him bad, man.
Yeah.
That was bad, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I feel that way. I don't know about bad. They gave him an extension. He's making $30 million. Did they do him dirty or bad? I don't know. He had 5 years here. He didn't win a championship. There are some issues with his coaching. The players did have some issues with him. I don't think he should have been fired. I don't know if I could make the jump that they did him bad or dirty, or, you know, they decided not to keep a coach. Coaches understand. They did give him an extension and gave him money. They gave him the money. Like, if he didn't get an extension, maybe I'd feel worse. He did get $30 million. I don't know if I'll go as far as to say they did him dirty or did him wrong. I don't think he should have been fired. I think it's well within the organization's rights to fire the coach. I don't know if they did him wrong necessarily. I disagree. And I would have felt, as the head coach of the team, I had done enough. Beating the Boston Celtics, I would have thought, getting to the first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, I would have assumed I've done enough to earn and deserve my job. And I agree with them. They didn't. I don't know if I'd go as far as to say they did him bad. I don't know. Like, you know, when you fire, you know, when the Mets fire Willie Randolph, you know, out in Anaheim, like, that's kind of doing him bad. There are circumstances where coaches have been treated really poorly and done wrong. I don't know if I can go as far as to say Tibbs was done wrong. They gave him the full year. He lost the series that he was favored in. Blew a game you can't blow. The players came out and spoke against him. And they did give him $30 million last year. Like, I don't feel so bad for Tibbs. I just disagree with the decision. Another John in Brooklyn. What's going on, John?
It's Positive Johnny.
Positive Johnny. I like it. I mean, someone else kind of cornered the market on positive, but...
Yeah, I know all about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you
he
do.
He called me Positive Johnny one night. I thought that was funny.
There you go.
Anyway, yeah, I agree with you. Doesn't matter which team you're supposed to beat, which team you're not supposed to beat.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where, you know, the 73 Knicks weren't supposed to beat the 73 Lakers. I mean... Where do you draw the line on who you're supposed to beat and who you're not supposed to beat?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. They're favored in the series. It was definitely different. The expectations going into a series against Boston and the expectations going into a series with home court advantage against the Pacers, there is a line there to say, hey, this we didn't expect this, but you know, once you got through the giant and the hurdle nobody thought you could get through, you're supposed to go beat the Pacers. I do think that's fair. Positive Johnny, and I'll call you Positive Johnny. I have no problem with that. I'll call people whatever they want to be called. I do think that's not untrue or disingenuous. They were supposed to beat the Pacers. I think that's fair. They were the favorite in the series. They had home court advantage. You're supposed to win that series to get to the NBA Finals after you beat Boston. You are. I just have a tough time when you're firing the coach based on that, and you're telling me, well, if he made it to Oklahoma City... They weren't supposed to beat Oklahoma City, so I'm not going to kill him for that. Well, so are you telling me he would have been better off losing to Boston than beating Boston? Because that's where I have a real problem. Like, if you tell me that, you know, we go based on who you're supposed to beat and who you're not supposed to beat, whether or not we fire the coach. They weren't supposed to beat Boston, but he did. Like, the talk was Tibbs isn't good enough. Not just the team. Tibbs, the coach, isn't good enough to beat the Boston Celtics. Then he outcoaches Mazzulla, wins the series, and we're saying that hurt him because he ends up getting into another series he was supposed to win and lost? He would have been better off just losing to the team he was supposed to lose to? That doesn't make any sense to me. That he doesn't get credit for beating a team he was supposed to lose to? Because I want to give him a hell of a lot of credit. I want to give the Knicks a ton of credit for winning that series. That series was awesome. That series meant something to me. That fourth quarter and the entire last three quarters of the game celebrating was an experience I've never had as a Knick fan. That was incredible. I enjoyed that series. I enjoyed winning those two games coming down from 20. I enjoyed watching Mikal Bridges steal the ball in the last defensive play of those two games. Those were incredible victories. And we're gonna say, well, hey, I know he, you know, those games don't matter because he lost to a Pacers team he was supposed to beat. I don't know. Like, it's not that he can't be. He's not above being fired, and it doesn't mean in the long run. We'll find out. I've been wrong before, believe it or not. Maybe this is the best thing that happened to the Knicks. Kid comes in, or whoever comes in, and takes this roster to heights we haven't seen, and we're talking about the Knicks in the NBA Finals next year. It's plausible. I'm rooting for it. So we'll find out. It's not the craziest thing in the world. I don't think the Knicks are a bunch of imbeciles for this. I don't think it was, you know, beyond what is acceptable from the Knicks. But I have a tough time with it. And the logic that's being thrown at me on why it happened, I have a real tough time with. I have a real tough time with he lost a series that he was supposed to win when he won a series he was supposed to lose. I have a real tough time with if he won two more playoff games, I don't care what the players had to say. I fired him because the players showed revolt, but if we won two more playoff games, I wouldn't have cared about their revolt. Like, I have a tough time with that. I just have a tough time. Tony in Montreal, don't you dare do it to me again, Tony. Are you serious? Now I think you are. Wait, we got to go. Hold on, I got to let him hear a little bit. Tony.
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you fell asleep on me twice, Tony?
Yeah, I've been listening to you for 48 straight minutes, and I gotta tell you something. I stayed on the line.
And thank you so much. Line. And thank you for doing that, Tony. I do appreciate it.
Listen, Mac, I love you, man. I listen to you up here in Montreal just like the guy in California listens to you, man. Yeah, You're amazing.
Thank you.
Listen, you know, I gotta say one thing. What's the message that the Knicks are sending out to the entire league? When a guy beats the reigning champion Boston Celtics and kicks their butts doing it, like you said, would he have been better off losing? No, he beats them. And then, of course, he goes into against the Pacers, and nobody gives Siakam any credit. But they ran the Knicks into the ground because the Knicks had slayed the dragon, and they had done such a great job about it. I think they ran out of gas, man. They just ran out of gas. Now, I'm not a pro. I don't know anything. I like watching the game, but I don't know about the bench and how you manage because it's different from hockey. But let me tell you something. They did an amazing job, and I like this Coach Tibbs. I liked his demeanor. I liked his attitude. But I don't know what was happening inside the dressing room. I don't know what the message was. You know, you guys know a little bit better. But what's the message, Mac, when you say, we just fired a guy. We give him 30 mil. We fire him. And he brought us from nowhere to the promised land and almost got there. So now we're going to go out and hire. If I was a top league coach, I'd be scared of the Knicks organization. That's all I got to say, man. And thanks a lot for taking my call. You're amazing.
Well, thank you very much, Tony. And thanks for hanging with me and managing to stay awake through it. I thought he was going to do it to me twice. No one's done it to me twice since Bob Clappish. That's the last man who's gotten me twice. I don't know. I'm sure I've told that story, and I'm just, you know, I'm not really angry at Bob anymore. He does a good job. A lot of Yankee stuff from Bob Clappish. But two separate times, set up an interview for Steve Summers with Bob Clappish twice. Called up, yeah, no, I got it. We're going to do it tomorrow night. No worries. You know, 8:45, give me a call. Great. 8:45, calling Bob Clappish, ringing. Never answers. Doesn't do the interview. I email him the next day. I'm so sorry. I had this, that, and the other. I don't even remember anymore. Call me tonight, 8:45. No problem. Blah, blah. Call him, 8:45. Ringing. Didn't come on the show. Twice. Did it to me twice, Bob. All these thoughts that have been brought up since doing the Saturday show of all the stuff throughout the years has brought up all these memories. I'm not mad at you, Bob. It's okay. No need for an apology. But I would take one. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back. Continue to take your phone calls. Tony, thank you for the call. And yeah, look, that was part of it too. I don't want to dismiss Tony's point. The turmoil that is being presented in these reports would scare me if I'm Jason Kidd, if I'm Spoelstra, if I'm any of these big-time head coaches. Hell, even if I'm Johnny Bryant, who right now, you got to understand, these guys don't, who knows? You don't get a lot of cracks at this. He's an up-and-coming assistant head coach that is well thought of throughout the league, almost had, you know, was a finalist for the Suns job. He's gonna be in the mix at all of these jobs that open up. And if he takes the wrong job, he might not get another opportunity. And if you got an impetuous owner who's now hands-on because he felt this team is good enough to win an NBA championship, you're stepping into a dysfunctional situation where the players can go to the owner and complain and get their way, and you have a playoff mandate, and you got to make Karl Anthony Towns be something he hasn't been his entire career, better defensively. Like, there are issues with this job. There definitely are. It's a good job. It's got plenty of talent, and they should be playing in the second round of the Eastern Conference Finals, bar none. No matter who the coach is, that's the expectation of the talent on this team. At the very minimum, even if you do a bad job throughout the year, you're going to be playing in the second round of the Eastern Conference. You're going to be playing in the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. So it's a good job, but it does come with issues. And what's happened since Tibbs got fired hasn't helped it at all.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
McBonagle here with you on The Fan. Open the show talking Knicks, Jason Kidd. We'll get to the baseball in a little bit. I just saw it again. I saw it earlier. I was just watching it during the break. Denzel Clark, center fielder for the A's, the Athletics, made one of the greatest catches I've ever seen on the Angels in the game last night. He, you know, it's a left-handed hitter. I didn't see who it was. I got to look, but it doesn't matter. Left-handed hitter hits one to deep left center field. Clark goes back and climbs the wall and hangs and then reaches as far as he can to his left, almost goes over the wall and brings it back in. It's one, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. Denzel Clark, the Oakland A's, the A's playing out in Sacramento. This was in Anaheim, though. One of the greatest catches I've ever seen. I'd be shocked if it's not the catch of the year. If another play is better than that this year, I don't know how you get better. It's an incredible catch.
And if anyone goes online to watch it, the reactions are great. The pitcher can't believe it.
I know.
The hitter, and I he didn't turn his back, so I couldn't see who it was.
Yeah.
He's in just utter disbelief that a home run was just robbed in this fashion.
Unbelievable. I mean,
did you see Torrey Hunter's tweet about it?
No, I didn't. What'd he say?
So, Torrey Hunter, obviously one of the greatest center fielders defensively ever. This has to be one of the best catches I've ever seen, and I've seen my share of home run robberies.
Yeah.
And the emoji where the eyes are stars.
Yeah. Why am I drawing a blank on the name? But the Texas Rangers, a handful of years ago, maybe even 10 years now, where he's running straight back and makes a leap, and it's almost like he didn't even see the ball and makes the catch at center field. That was one of the best I've seen. This one is just as good, if not better. It's one of the great catches I've ever seen. It's a name we'd all know too with the Texas Rangers. I got to think of it. I'll look it up during the break. But that was one of the best ones. This one is incredible. It's one of the best catches I've ever seen. 888-808-1019. And you love great catches. You love web gems. Grew up on web gems. 888-80. Web gems won us the war. That's what my grandfather would always say that about everything. That won us the war. He fought, he was in World War II, fought in the Pacific. He would have spam. I'm like, hey, can I have spam with breakfast? Yeah, we can have spam. Spam won us the war. Everything won us the war. Who knew? Yoo-hoo. Nah, I don't remember Yoo-hoo, but something. There was a bunch of stuff that won us the war.
Tibbs helped win us the war against the Celtics. Now he's gone.
Now he's gone. But spam is here forever. All right, Jeff in Fort Lee. What's up, Jeff?
I mean, steak over spam. I don't know what you're doing with spam, but hey, listen, I'm not going to judge you.
Spam's delicious. I mean, it's terrible for
come
you.
On, dude. Stop,
spam
stop.
Is delicious. What are you, crazy?
I am. I must be crazy.
Oh, but, man, okay. you got to fry it nice and crispy, but spam is delicious. I love spam.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree, but I think we'll agree on the next. A couple.
Go to Hawaii and get the fried rice with spam in it. Oh, it's amazing.
Sounds good. A couple quick points, three quick ones on the coaching search. Once Thibodeau was fired, right away, the talk was Johnny Bryant.
Yep.
All of a sudden, after a couple of days, it just completely fell off the earth. It's a little surprising. I'm not sure if they're just trying to cover their tracks and maybe they'll bring Bryant in, but it's weird that he's not even talked about. Mm-hmm. My second point is, it would be awesome if we get Spoelstra. I don't see Riley or whoever's running the organization now working with us, especially their sour relationship with Dolan and seeing the Knicks do well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be great. I'd give up almost any kind of draft pick combination they want to get Spoelstra, because I know Spoelstra and Jalen Brunson work pretty well together, and they said they have mutual respect for each other after working for the Olympics together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the final point, and then I'll hang up and listen, is if we do get Kidd, I mean, that sounds like they have the inside track. They must know something about Giannis, because to me, Jason Kidd is a very average coach, if not equal to Thibodeau. I don't see, and I guess players don't want to play for Thibodeau anymore, but I don't see the appeal over Jason Kidd. Maybe you watch more basketball on the Dallas side than I have, but I don't see what's so great about him. He's a guy that floundered with the Nets, and he made an embarrassment of himself when he tried to spill a drink to get a timeout. He just seems like a clown, and he has a lot of baggage. Domestic violence, DUI. Why would you bring that over to the Garden? I don't get that. I'll listen. And thank you.
Yeah,
for your
who had the relationship with Team USA again?
Didn't Brunson and Spoelstra work well together in the Olympics? They said that they really enjoyed the time together.
Yeah, oh, Spoelstra and him. Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to say. Because Kidd also has the time with Dallas Brunson
a relationship with both of them. But I don't know. I mean, if you can answer the question for me, I don't see what's so great about Jason Kidd unless he can guarantee some kind of thing working out with Giannis.
Well, I mean, listen, that's...
I'm sure that gets worked out behind, you know, back channels and behind closed doors, where they must know something that we're not privy to. But, you know, with Leon Rose, he does things in silence. Like, you never heard about...
Agreed. I said that in the
bridges.
Open.
Right. So Bridges, Towns, you never heard a peep.
Nope.
But if it's true that Dolan is now running the show again, I mean, we can forget about the last 3 years of fun we had every springtime, because that's going to go right back to Isaiah Thomas. Right back to...
Well, he's not going to bring Isaiah Thomas back to coach.
That kind of...
I get you.
Why
not?
Why not? I mean, he can do whatever he wants.
I understand that. That would be the ultimate. Can you imagine?
I don't want to imagine that.
No, I don't want to imagine either. Yeah, but your point of... I mean, you're not the first one to make that correlation, the relationship with Giannis. Like, that's the idea that you bring in Jason Kidd. the only reason, I don't know about the only reason to do it, is that you already know that that's going to be. I mean, if that happens, now we're cooking with gas. I mean, I don't know a Knick fan who would quibble or be upset. Like, honestly, I love you, Tibbs. Goodbye. Like, I mean, we all know it's a superstar-driven league, right? And I understand that, you know, to me, Brunson's the superstar. I want to keep him happy. Mikal Bridges, I know I've been talking about, I don't care what the players think, because Mikal Bridges isn't a superstar. And he showed that this year. Maybe, by the grace of God, he becomes one. He wasn't this year. Karl Anthony Towns didn't play overly well at times this year and wasn't great in the playoffs. I care about Jalen Brunson. He's the superstar of the Knicks. But obviously, if Jason Kidd comes here and somehow Giannis is able to force Milwaukee to take a deal with the Knicks for whatever they could possibly give him, you know, I don't even know what they could give him that they would want. I mean, I get, you know, draft picks well down the line. You know, Tyler, the great Tyler Kolek.
Tickets to the Sphere.
Right, tickets to the Sphere. I don't know what.
Well, actually, listen, Tyler Kolek and some guys on this Knicks bench, according to these
they're
Knicks
really
fans,
good.
Are unbelievable.
Just trade
talents.
Them. Yeah, they're unbelievable talents. Trade them the Knick bench. I don't know how that trade works. But if you're telling me that this is all in the works, and I know you're not telling me, you're saying the only thing that makes sense is if it's in the works. If they get Jason Kidd and they get Giannis, yeah, I'm done complaining. They made the right move. You got to get it. If you can get Giannis here, I know he's won one championship. I know he's had some disappointing seasons there as well. He is still a force in the NBA. He is still a top five player in the NBA. You could argue he is the best player in the Eastern Conference. Like, he's still, you get him and Jason Kidd. Tibbs, thank you very much for what you've done here. Now I'm suddenly okay with the idea of moving on from Tibbs. Obviously, you got to keep Brunson as well. But yes, that's the dream, right? The dream is Kidd and Giannis. That's what I've been talking about, the chasing of Jason Kidd, the chasing of the superstars. I was kind of fed up with the chasing of stars. I know that you have to, and they made a move for a superstar in Kat. Wrong, right? Wrong guy, right guy, we'll find out. It feels like the wrong guy, but you have to make a decision at some point. You can't just wait around. They didn't know Giannis was going to become available. But if that happens, how could you argue with it? If you're a Knick fan, Jason Kidd and Giannis is the dream right now. That's the dream right now. As reports are, they're going to ask Dallas to talk to Kidd. Reports are Kidd is mutually interested in the job. The dream right now is the relationship of Giannis and Kidd is super tight, and that the second he becomes the Knicks head coach, Giannis goes to Milwaukee and says, I'm done here, and you are moving me to the Knicks, or I'm just not playing. I don't know how he could force his way, but because we've seen it before. Dame Lillard wanted to get traded to Miami and said, I'm only going to Miami. And then he took a trade to Milwaukee. Like the idea that, you know, that Giannis is going to tell them it's Knicks and Knicks only, and that means that Milwaukee's going to take whatever the Knicks could give them. That's still hard for me to fathom. I don't know how this all works. You'd have to get another team involved. You'd have to figure some way out to make it happen. I just don't know if it's plot, but that's the dream right now, no doubt. And if you don't get Giannis, the benefit of Kidd is, look, I can't tell you I know he's a great head coach in this league. I can tell you this. He won with Milwaukee, not to the level of a championship, but he was successful in Milwaukee for the most part, and he went to an NBA Finals with the Dallas Mavericks. And he's an incredibly smart basketball player. Doesn't make him a great head coach, but he was an incredibly smart basketball player. And I think he's as good a coach as anybody else they're looking to go get. He's a proven coach in the NBA. And he's a former player. Players respect him. Players want to come play for him. I have no problem with Kidd. We'd have to see how it goes down, but I have no problem with Kidd. As far as, listen, I still would rather have it be Tibbs. Like, Kidd doesn't make me say, ooh, you know what? They did go get Jason Kidd. Forget Tibbs. I guess, you know, listen, it's a major upgrade. I wouldn't say that. I agree with you. I would still say, look, of all the people they could have hired after firing Tibbs, Kidd is just as good as any of them. But I still wish Tibbs was the coach. That's what I'll say. But if it comes with Giannis, now I'm saying now that's a horse of a different color. Now I'm in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
.148 McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. All right, so I went back and found the other catch I was talking about. If you hadn't heard, Denzel Clark of the A's makes one of the great home run robbery catches I've ever seen. He climbs the wall and with his like backhand reaches all the way across as far as he can, barely, pretty much going almost over the wall to bring it back. It's an incredible catch, and it reminded me I would say it's arguably the greatest home run robbery I've ever seen. The other one that I mentioned was a Texas Ranger. A bunch of people tried to hit me up, and a couple of people got it wrong. It's Gary Matthews Jr. He runs straight back and, you know, turns to the wall and almost leaps with his back to the ball where it's not. It's almost like he's not. He must have lost the ball without question for a time, and then he finds it. It's an incredible home run robbery. I was just watching it again. Gary Matthews Jr., 2012. Go look that one up. That's another great catch. But check out Denzel Clark. It's all over social media now. Great, great catch. And the one, as Tibbs just told me. Man, I got Tibbs on the brain. As Fleelman just told me, on the broadcast, Lamb hits the ball. What was Lamb's first name again?
Mike Lamb.
Mike Lamb. Lamb of the Astros hits the ball and gets robbed of the home run, and apparently that kept him from getting a cycle that
day. So I looked into it after we discussed it during the break.
Yeah.
He already had the home run, triple, and double.
Oh,
so he was a single shy of the cycle.
Oh, okay.
He was never getting held to a single on that. So I don't know why they made such a point of it on the broadcast.
Yeah, no, it's a home run. It's over the wall, yeah. Oh, okay. So I thought he ends up... They
must have been talking about him chasing the cycle before the at-bat.
Oh, okay.
But at that point, like, it becomes clear. It would have been a home run.
Yeah. But all right, so he didn't get robbed of a cycle, but he was a single short of a cycle that day already. But yeah, an incredible catch. Baseball catches are fun, man. Baseball's fun. Even when they lose to the Red Sox, baseball's fun. Unless, of course, you know, you view every move through the eyes of the manager making a mistake. I just don't understand. And we'll still take your calls on Tibbs, the Knicks situation. We'll do some other things. But the one thing I'll just say, because I did a little bit on the Yankees and Mets yesterday. We had 3 hours, and I did mostly Yankees and Mets yesterday. But listening to today and on social media and then hearing, like I went at it today on Twitter with the great Sean Marash, who I respect, and I know he's a good Yankee fan, but I'm baffled that people feel this way. Like, it boggles my mind. The Yankees have issues, and I feel like that's a discussion. 888-808-1019. A day off of an ugly loss to the Red Sox, no doubt. The Red Sox absolutely pounded. They scored a bunch of runs today, too, and lost in extra innings, 10-8, to the second-place Tampa Bay Rays, which I think now they've got it down with their win and the Yankees not playing 4 games. So the division lead over Tampa Bay is 4 games for the Yankees. It's now 9 over the Boston Red Sox. But the Red Sox came into Yankee Stadium and absolutely pounded the Yankee pitching. Pounded it. From the 5th inning of game 1 on, they pounded Yankee pitching. And there's a real concern about this team. I think they're the best team in the American League. I still think they're better than the Tigers. I think they're going to the World Series. I think they are capable of winning a major. I think they're capable of winning the World Series. But there are flaws, of course. Every team has them, including the New York Yankees. And they got a lot of things to at the trade deadline, some pitching to get, another right-handed bat-hitting infielder, and you got to stay healthy, and hopefully they get, if there are injuries, it's before the trade deadline. They've got Giancarlo Stanton coming back. They got Luis Gil coming back, which should help. But there are flaws with this team, and I'm open to having discussion on where they need to improve. But after giving up all those runs, if you watched the Boston Red Sox series, if you really watched it, and you watched Saturday and Sunday, and your biggest takeaway on the problem with the New York Yankees, if your biggest takeaway from this series, not your preconceptions dating back to 2018 when he was hired, but if you just take these 3 games on their own, and if you're asking what was the biggest problem of this series and what's the biggest problem with this Yankee team off of that series, if your reaction, as it was for Sean Marash, if your reaction is, and your answer to that question is Aaron Boone, I honestly don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I know I'm the Boone guy and the Boone defender. He makes mistakes. I heard Keith, or at least saw a clip of Keith today, talking about sitting Jazz Chisholm in the second game. I understand it, but that's a fair criticism. Even if you have a plan to give Jazz a day off, and against a tough lefty like Crochet, and by the way, they did score 5 runs off of him with the lineup that the idiot manager did put forth. But if you want to say, hey, look, you need to be flexible. If you lose Volpe, like how many are you going to take out the entire left side of your infield for a game on Saturday? Push his day off until the Kansas City series. Or, like, I understand that. I understand with having a plan and sticking to it, but I also have the understanding of adjusting it and the idea that you're going into a series against your bitter rival, and I still call them the bitter rival. And I was pissed off that the Red Sox, you know, had a little bit of life. I feel better that they, even though the Tampa Bay's in second place and not the Red Sox, I feel good that they got it squandered. Last night, their momentum, and lost the game in extra innings and played more sloppy baseball under the great Alex Cora. And there are errors all over the place from this team last night that cost them this game. But, like, if you watch the game, and that's a fair criticism if you think that he should have been in the lineup. fair criticism. He was hot. I don't know if it's fair to say he cooled him off when he avoided pitching him against, avoided playing him against Garrett Crochet, who was one of the toughest lefties. You took out a left-handed hitter just coming off injury against one of the best left-handed pitchers in the sport. You're like, that cooled him off. Four strikeouts against Garrett Crochet might have cooled him off too and put him in a funk. But I'm okay with that. That's a fair criticism. It's a take. Some of the stuff that I've heard about Aaron Boone's bullpen management in the Red Sox series is some of the most ridiculous overreaction, pissed off we lost to the Red Sox, pissed off our bullpen gave up runs that I've ever heard in my life. I just don't understand it. Saturday's, they win, like, let's just take Saturday, because people are upset that Ian Hamilton pitched the ninth inning of a game where the Yankees were down one run in the ninth. One run. In the ninth inning, they're down. Ian Hamilton comes in. They played on Friday. Cruz pitched. Jonathan Loaisiga pitched. Devin Williams got the save on Friday night. You're playing Saturday. You're down Weaver already to start the game. And to obviously to start this stretch. You're down your best reliever in the bullpen because of injury. You are short a man in the bullpen. At least a good quality one that you believe in. You're short your top guy. You're going into a game on Saturday. It's the second game of a three-game series. You won the first one. You've got Sunday Night Baseball the next night. People want Devin Williams or a high-end reliever in the ninth inning of a game they're losing. This is what I don't understand. People don't seem to understand this. You want to throw, and Sean Marash did, and I got into it with Sean. He wants to run out Devin Williams in a Saturday game after pitching Sunday. I mean, after pitching Friday, to protect a one-run deficit in the ninth inning. He even wants to bring him in after Hamilton loads the bases. So you want to bring in your closer to protect a one-run deficit with nobody out, bases loaded, in the ninth, and lose him to possibly save the game on Sunday under the idea of you play to win the game. And sure, keeping it at one run certainly does give them a better chance, but as we saw what happened, Chapman shut them down in the ninth. You want to lose your closer to possibly save a game on Sunday with one of your best pitchers on the mound Sunday Night Baseball. You want to lose him to protect a deficit? You guys expect him to throw top-level relievers down runs against the Red Sox to keep it close and lose them for the Sunday game? It makes absolutely no sense. We get hung up on this crap. It drives me crazy. You can't throw Ian Hamilton out there. Yes, you can. Ian Hamilton has to get outs. It's the bottom of the Red Sox order. Get outs. That is not a white flag. That is not the manager not trying to win. He's not going to waste. If you throw Cruz, you don't have him for Sunday. If you throw Loaisiga, you don't have him for Sunday. Leiter already pitched earlier in the game to keep it at three and give the Yankees two innings to try and get back into that game. He used one top-level guy to give them two innings to tie the game. They scored two in that inning. They brought it to within one. Now you're supposed to bring out Leiter for a second inning? Or you're supposed to bring in another top-level reliever to keep a loss? To say, I only lost by one run? And possibly lose, and then definitely lose them for Sunday when you might need them? I know they ended up not needing them because they gave up a bunch of runs. You can't know that going in. I am not blowing my closer to protect losing. It's absolutely crazy. Every reliever Boone brought in gave up runs. Every one. He brings in Cruz, he gives up two runs. He brings in Hill, he gives up the base hit that gives up runs. Every reliever they brought in this series gave up runs. The bullpen did not pitch well. They need to add arms to that bullpen right now. It is, without question, to me, the scariest part of this team right now, especially without Weaver. You got Williams closing games. You got Jonathan Loaisiga coming back from injury. He's not been himself. You've got Hamilton still kind of coming back from injury. Has not been good. You've got Cruz coming back from injury. Has not pitched well since he's been back. Right now, the entire bullpen is suspect, and we're mad at the manager for what order he brought in the suspect bullpen and that he's not blowing through his high-leverage guys to protect losing. It drives me absolutely up a wall. It drives me absolutely crazy. The idea that down a run, you have to bring in Devin Williams to keep it there and then not have him for Sunday Night Baseball with Rodon on the mound. Like, would we all be okay? Hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do to win that game. They're not winning the game. They're not tied. They're losing. He can come in and pitch an immaculate inning, and they still could lose the game. And then you go to the Sunday Night Baseball, and then he doesn't have him to close out a win, and we're all going to be okay with it. We're all going to be fine. We're going to say, well, listen, tonight's got to be Ian Hamilton in the seventh inning with a one-run lead because we don't have Williams and I got to push Leiter back, and then we'd be okay with it. Well, listen, he did everything he could to win the game on Saturday. What are you going to do? I'm sure that would be the response when you don't have Williams to close out a win because you wasted him so you could lose by one instead of losing by three. I just don't understand it, man. I'm open to criticizing Boone. I am. I know people think I'm not. I am. He's made mistakes. He's not perfect. The most recent one that jumps out to me is you've got Warren on the mound against the Dodgers completely, utterly flummoxed, and they didn't go out and talk to him at all. Like, he was out there by himself for an entire inning getting his ass kicked, on Saturday, Fox Baseball, getting his ass kicked. And they didn't go out to talk to him once. I was screaming at the television. I mean, it's a minor one, I guess, but that's the most recent one off the top of my head where I was just like, Boone, what are you, asleep? He's not a perfect manager, but every time someone gives up a run, we look to blame the dude. It's starting to become obnoxious. It is. It's starting to become obnoxious. We're complaining about a lineup. How can you throw this lineup against Garrett Crochet? They score five runs. But we never go back and say, oh, well, listen, yeah. Like, it's just ridiculous, man. It drives me absolutely up a wall. You're mad that they don't bring in top-level relievers and lose them for the next day to save a loss? I know we want to beat the Red Sox. I want to beat the Red Sox. If the game was tied, I'd be screaming, bring him in. Go out and try and win this game. I'm not wasting a reliever so I could lose by one instead of three. Like, it's just, you can't do it. It's not the World Series. If it's the World Series and he's going to pitch tomorrow no matter what because it's the World Series and every game is critical, okay. You want to keep that thing as close as possible. It's not. It's the second game of a three-game series when you won the first one and you're up nine games on them. Man. I got to deal with this all day. It's crazy. 888-808-101. So open, please, call me up and tell me how Boone blew the series against the Red Sox. I'd love to hear it. It's not the bullpen. It's not the starting pitchers. Oh, he left Ryan Yarbrough in too long. He left Rodon in too long. Rodon is an all-star. Rodon is pitching to an under one whip. He's pitching to an under three ERA. He's earned the right to try and get out of that inning as opposed to going to who? All the relievers you can't bring in that you all get mad when he brings in? Like, the dude has earned the right to try and get out of that jam. He's been incredible for 6 weeks. And he's earned the right to not be impending doom coming because he had one bad start. He's earned the right to just have one bad start and for us not to overreact. And he's earned the right to try and get out that last hitter of a jam with two runners on. He's earned it. But no, we got to go to the crappy reliever we all hate. And if he gives up the home run, I'm sure nobody would have suggested he should have left Rodon in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.